Now, just a few words, as promised, about the Bodhisattva ordination, and then we must close. The Bodhisattva ordination is not just a ceremony. Bodhisattva ordination is, we may say, the natural expression of the arising of the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment. And as such, the Bodhisattva ordination occurs or takes place usually in the first bhumi, which is when the bodhicitta itself arises. But as a ceremony, as something performed or undergone externally, it may be taken at any time, even by the novice bodhisattva. In the case of the novice bodhisattva, he takes the bodhisattva ordination, as it were, in anticipation of the arising of the bodhicitta. And therefore, the taking of the bodhisattva ordination in this way is included among the conditions in dependence upon which the bodhicitta arises. Now, the bodhisattva ordination consists of two parts. First of all, there's the taking of the bodhisattva vow, usually in the form of the four great vows. And secondly, there's the acceptance of the bodhisattva precepts, or principles governing the behavior of the bodhisattva. And there are different lists of these precepts, these bodhisattva precepts, in different branches of the Mahayana scriptures. They've all been extracted and compiled and classified from the Mahayana scriptures. And they're expressive of a more specific, a more detailed application of the great vows themselves. The taking of the bodhisattva vow as a part of the ordination, the bodhisattva ordination, corresponds on its own higher level to the going for refuge. And the acceptance of the bodhisattva precepts corresponds to the taking of the 5 or the 10 ordinary precepts. As many of you know, the bodhisattva ordination is the third of the 4 degrees of ordination which we have in the Western Buddhist order. The first degree is that of lay brother or lay sister. The second degree is that of senior lay brother or senior lay sister. The fourth is that of the full-time bhikshu or lama or master, etc. But it must be emphasized, it must be pointed out, that the bodhisattva ordination, which comes third, does not represent the conferring of any spiritual status. Spiritual status, in fact, we may say, in fact, cannot be conferred. Bodhisattva ordination doesn't even imply a recognition of spiritual status. Bodhisattva ordination represents a public pledge by the person concerned that he or she will do their best to live up to the bodhisattva idea. Public here meaning in the presence of the Buddhist spiritual community, in the presence especially of other members of the order. Whether at the same time the bodhicitta arises, that is a quite different matter. And it's obviously very difficult for other people to know whether, in any given case, in the case of any given person, the bodhicitta has or has not arisen. But for most of us, even for those who are interested, the bodhisattva ordination lies a long way ahead. In most cases, one's immediate objective in this context is the first or the second degree ordination. So for the time being, therefore, we have to be content to contemplate, as it were from afar off, the glories of the bodhisattva hierarchy.